For 5 years, I had a dirty little secret. My buddy Matt Schaub told me. I vowed to never share the secret with anybody, ever. This information placed in the wrong hands or perceived in the wrong way could have completely destroyed my company. Then, one day, he revealed it. Matt owns a house painting business, M&E Painting. He shared a story with me. I was on my final paint estimate of the day, ready to close the deal, Matt started. The customer had had a bad experience with the last painter. They were late, made a mess, and did terrible work. So Matt showed the customer his marketing brochure and turned right to the testimonials page. We had a near perfect 98.6% customer satisfaction rating and had served more than 4,000 people in our first 8 years in business. The glossy marketing piece should have sealed the deal, except just as Matt handed his customer the pen to sign the contract, the customer interrupted. Matt said he was a pull-no-punches sort of guy. He said, Matt, that shiny marketing brochure is crap. You think for a second you'd ever put a bad referral in there? Where's the page with the pissed-off customers? You want my business? I suggest you start telling me one of those stories. Now, you should know that Matt is a super confident guy. He's not afraid to try new things, not afraid to have difficult conversations, and he's absolutely not afraid to go after the sale. He shows up prepared to answer any question you may have, except this customer had asked him to share a bad story, a really bad story, and Matt had one, except it was a secret, a really, really bad secret. So Matt told his customer something else. I shared a weak story about a time I painted the wrong color on a house. He called BS. Then I told him how he painted the right color on the wrong house. Oops. Matt's customer still wasn't satisfied. Sure, those mistakes were pretty bad, but not really different from the competition's mistakes. The customer pushed to hear a story of a mistake that no one else makes and how Matt and his team handled it. Admittedly, this was not your typical sales meeting, and other less confident minds may have walked away. But Matt doesn't like to lose, ever. So he dug deep on his biggest F-up. That's when Matt blurted, well, since we're at it, let me tell you about the time I painted a baby. Yep, Matt's team painted a baby. Dirty little secret revealed. See, 5 years earlier, Matt got a phone call from one of his guys on a job site. Raul said, Mateo, you need to get over here real quick, man. We were painting the door and the customer was there and the baby was there and things are bad. I mean, the lady, the paint, the baby, boom. The first thing Matt did was ask if the baby was okay and if the customers were okay. Thankfully, no one was hurt. Then he got in his car and drove to the job site. We were painting trims and doors for a couple in Windsor, Matt explained. There was a door that entered through the back of the garage and Raul was getting ready to spray it black. He loaded his paint sprayer, stood about a foot away from the door, and pulled the trigger. The thing he didn't know was that the homeowner was standing a few feet behind him holding her 9-month-old baby girl. The other thing he didn't know was that the spray gun's tip was jammed. So, as he pulled the trigger, boom, it exploded and splattered paint everywhere. Everything was covered in black paint. The walls of the house, the concrete floor, the patio furniture, the deck, the fence, all of the equipment and tools, and Mom, and the baby. Let's not forget the baby. We cleaned up, paid to replace everything that couldn't be saved, and treated the family to dinner, Matt said. The family forgave them, but Matt swore his team to secrecy and stashed the story deep in his mental vault. He couldn't let it get out there that they had painted a baby. Who would do business with them if they found out? I mean, what paint company has ever accidentally painted a freaking baby? Like, ever? Now, Matt found himself sharing all of this with his prospect, the one who wanted to know about the really bad stuff. He ended up signing the contract because Matt had told him the worst mistake his company had ever made, and more importantly, how they handled it. By showing how M&E Painting made it right with the family in Windsor, Colorado, his new customer understood that if the company also made a mistake on his job, M&E would rectify it. Matt's secret was out, and it wasn't the end of the world. He didn't die. In fact, he scored a new customer. Looking at his glossy, happy, we're so awesome brochure later that night, Matt got an idea. What if he didn't leave out the bad stuff? What if he came clean about the painted baby story? I'd always kept my ear to the ground to make sure my secret was under lock and key, terrified it would get out, Matt told me. Then I realized no company's perfect, and I should stop trying to make ours the exception. Customers are looking for our potential flaws, and what could potentially go wrong if they were to work with us. Why not show them what could go wrong and how we handled it? Matt went for it. He changed his brochures, his advertising, all of it, to include the painted baby story. The response he received from professional advertisers was not great, to say the least. Matt said, "The first time I openly shared our new method of marketing to an advertising vendor we worked closely with, he said, that is the stupidest, most ridiculous, career-damaging thing you could ever do, Matt. This is company suicide, and I want nothing to do with it. You are flat-out crazy." I knew the painted baby story would piss some people off. It was so against the norm. No one would have the guts to attempt it, but I still didn't expect my marketing partners to have such a strong negative response. This wasn't the first time Matt tried something no one else would do. It was a huge risk, but he went for it and implemented his crazy idea. You know what happened? Good stuff, that's what. His marketing passed the blink test. His sales, close ratios, profitability, and buzz about the company exploded. His idea was so different, so out there, it got the attention of people other than those his standard issue brochure and advertising ever did. And because he told that painted baby story from the heart, because it authentically reflected his company's values, it attracted his ideal customers, who were ready to follow his directive and call him for a quote. The ever-so-popular business transparency movement you hear about today was started years back by some guy making a baby opaque. So ask yourself, what have you messed up? What can't you do? What costs way too much? What do you do that may unintentionally make your customer's life harder? Any one of those things can be your disadvantage, advantage. Among other aspects of human nature, award-winning American psychologist Elliot Aronson studied the effects of blunder on likability. He is the first to describe the pratfall effect, which proved that people have a tendency to like a person more after they make an everyday mistake. In marketing, this is sometimes called the blemishing effect. Whatever you want to call it, it works. We like actors more once we've seen their blooper reels. We are more apt to trust a politician who admits they were wrong. We are more drawn to the underdogs who tripped and fell but got back up and finished the race. I'm no scientist, though my smoker grill may beg to differ, but it's my guess that people who make mistakes are more appealing simply because they are more relatable. They appear just like us, flawed, fallible, and can't throw a football. Okay, that last one's just me. And it's true, I throw a football like I'm having a convulsion, to be honest. We're all humans, and we all make mistakes at times, Matt told me. I now believe that a company truly shines and shows its moral fiber when things don't go as planned. Within my painting company, we take just as much ownership, accountability, and responsibility for our mistakes and imperfections as we do our excellent projects and fantastic reviews. Everybody has a painted baby story, but not everybody will take ownership of that story and use the story as an example of how they step up and serve their customers and their community. That's why it's your advantage. Share what your competition is afraid to share, the truth.